Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating 10 years, that's right, a decade here on liveparanormal.com. Also, liveparanormal.com is also ghosthunting.com. So if you take a look at ghosthunting.com, there's great new video load content that's going to be added to and supported there as well. So congratulations, Rob, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. We want to thank you for that, and to all of our moderators. Guys, thank you so much for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed whatsoever. Thank you guys for all your support through the years. Your call-ins are welcome, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And I will be posting links for our guests throughout the show, too, as well, into the live chat room. If you have any questions in the chat room, make sure they're all capped so we can distinguish among the conversations going on within there too as well. As today, we welcome Second Sight Paranormal founding intuitive investigator and cold case psychic, Erica Busser-Hain, as well as actress, singer, podcast host, author, master life coach, crime expert, and SSP co-investigator Valerie Shakespeare. Both Valerie and Erica will be discussing Second Sight Paranormal's new streaming now on Paraflix Paranormal Plus for just $3.99 a month. So visit Paraflix, that's with two X's. So paraflix.vhx.tv, that's paraflix.vhx.tv. Also, everyone, for both Erica and Valerie, secondsightparanormal.com, coldcasepsychic.com for Erica, and Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, and Twitter and Instagram at Second Sight TV, and YouTube search International Psychic Medium Erica Busser-Hain. Upcoming, we have next weekend, we have Katrina Weidman with Portals to Hell. They're going to celebrate a new season, her and Jack Osborne, but Katrina, she'll be on the show. That's next weekend, the 2nd, at a special time. That'll be 12:30 p.m. Here Pacific, as well as 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Beyond Expo founder and producer Susan Bell and author-broadcaster Travis Short will be on the program on the 23rd of April, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. So, like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page, just to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. We'll be posting them there. Sophia, I want to bring her into the studio here. Sophia, happy birthday. Everybody said, you know, a lot of great birthday wishes to you. Happy 23rd birthday, Sophia.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're doing a fantastic job. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years here, and, you know, you started when you were 12 and helped a lot of kids at the time and families coping with psychic ability issues and home haunting issues. You've done a fantastic job over the years.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an incredible 10 years.
Yeah, it's great format here. And again, there's ghosthunting.com. Check out the videos and everything supported there too as well. So tell us about your guest, Sophia.
Today we welcome Second Sight Paranormal founding intuitive investigator and cold case psychic Erica Busser-Hain and podcast host, author, crime expert, and SSP co-investigator Valerie Shakespeare. Both Erica and Valerie will be discussing their Cursed Cliffs episode and Second Sight Paranormal streaming on Paraflix Paranormal Plus for $3.99 a month. Let's welcome them into the show.
Okay, let's see here. We'll slow loading in the
girl, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming
on
today.
Hi, Sophia. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming on today.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful. I want to, when I grow up, I want to be just as beautiful and para-fabulous as you are. I'm just saying, okay?
Whoa.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. Congratulations, both of you, too, on Second Sight Paranormal TV streaming on Paraflix.
Thank you. Thank you.
We definitely love Paraflix. We believe Natalie is just a pioneer in her partnerships. Are just a pioneer bringing paranormal to everyone. And I like that it's so inclusive, you know, for those people out there that see, you know, ghost hunters on television and they always wanted to kind of have their own stab at it and create something. I love that it's a platform for us, by us, basically. And it's also, you know, just a platform where I see it growing into many, many things, not just paranormal. I'm sure there's going to be music on there as it is now and just the opportunity for so much growth. So y'all go to paraflix2x's.com and check it out and sign up. The membership is so affordable. And so I'm such a fan of the whole platform.
Well, I mean, that's amazing. You know, you guys do such amazing work as investigators. And, you know, I've known Erica for so long, and you're such a gifted psychic, Erica. So I think it's really great that you're able to share that with so many people on a platform like Paraflix.
Thank you. Well, we know that your family is very intuitive, very psychic, and your family just does so much in your faith, and I watch, I've watched you kind of grow up, technically, and I've just watched your family do such wonderful things abroad, so I commend you. And, you know, I am so blessed to have a team full of very intuitive women, Valerie, Dawn, just everybody on the team comes together with such experience in the paranormal, in the criminal force, and just all across the board talent. And Valerie, I'd like for her to talk about her. I mean, she is intuitive as well. And so I am just so blessed to be able to have that platform at Paraflix and with our own video on demand. It's been just an awesome adventure.
Yeah, it really has. It's been kind of a dream. You know, when I joined the team, I didn't really think that we would have a television show. I was just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started doing episodes, and people started really enjoying them, and we were enjoying it. And it's just been, it's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously we've talked a little bit about Paraflix, but can you tell the audience how both of you kind of got started in the field and what initially sparked that interest for you as individuals?
Well, let's see. I'll start, Erica, because I know we both have similar voices. I think her voice is more fabulous
yeah.
than mine. But I would say that for me, the field of paranormal really is just an innate thing, you know, born in a family full of kind of intuitive people, some in the closet, some not. I just had experiences growing up that I couldn't really understand, and I tried to make sense of it, but I also tried to scale it and make it not scary. And so for me, my search to discern whether or not this was godly or devilish or, you know, what that was kind of put me into watching the paranormal, looking at psychic television shows, falling in love with unsolved mysteries. And then, you know, we stumbled on in Pensacola having the Paracon over the years. I've always had paranormal investigators come down, Brian Hornois, the Booth brothers, Dave Schrader, just so many different other ones that are in the field now coming down to Pensacola to join the Paracon. And eventually I just basically decided that, hey, you know, we wanted to put a team together. And we started with local TV here, and then we started just kind of doing our own thing, so it kind of evolved. And then Valerie, she can tell her story. She had some really cool experiences, too.
Yeah, what really got me interested is when I was a kid, I actually had a neighbor take his life, but then 2 weeks later, I saw him waving at me from our backyard.
Wow.
Yeah, just really blew my mind as a kid. And then growing up, I just had other experiences with things that I really didn't talk to people about. But eventually, of course, it all just kind of came out because I'm an Aquarius and don't really care what people think because I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. So, you know, Erica put out this ad that she was looking for people to join her team. And I thought, let's see here. Why don't I apply? I applied. She liked what I had to offer the team. And I guess, as they say, the rest is history. So that's how I became a paranormal investigator.
Well, I've got to throw in this. The rest is her story because we have almost all females on our team except for two guys. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's amazing that you all are able to come together and, you know, work so well as a team. And I think it's great that, you know, you're able to find someone that shared those experiences at such a young age because it can be really scary, you know, going through something that's unknown like that, just being so young.
I tried to ignore it for most of my teenage life, most of my adult life, actually, and... I don't know, something just kind of triggered when I got older in my 30s, and I thought, yeah, you know what, let's explore this. Let's see what this is about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the paranormal is such an interesting field, and I think when you have experiences like that, they stay with you no matter, you know, if you're trying to ignore it or not, and at some point, you know, you kind of want to find out more about, you know, why this happened
Absolutely.
To you or, you know, just what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, the biggest thing, I've been hearing this a lot of just about the interactions with me and the team, is that we take the scary out of the paranormal. I mean, everybody, don't get me wrong, everybody wants that, ooh, ah, oh, you know, that moment, but understanding that the dead speak with us, the dead interact with us, and it doesn't have to be scary, it doesn't have to be a demonic possession. We empower people that we interact on our team to let them know it's okay to try to connect with your loved one with dowsing rods or K2 meter or REM pod. You're not going to get possessed with the devil by the devil. But I think that our team, because we're primarily women, and you know we're very intuitive and we're very compassionate. That, you know, we really try to help people understand what is going on in their home or business. And we do want to try to take the scary out of it and make it empower them to kind of know that there's more than just this world. There definitely is after-death communication. I love that about our team.
For sure. I mean, it really is, you know, it can be scary at times, but I think, you know, that's part of the thing, you know, people see on TV, and I think it can really, you know, make it harder for people who are actually going through, you know, home haunting situations, because not all ghosts are bad, and I think it's really important that, you know, especially young children know that, so if they ever encounter something, they're not as scared in their day-to-day life.
Right, yeah, and what I love about our team is that we also aim to educate people. You know, people may have hauntings that they don't even understand what's happening, and that's basically what makes it so scary, is not knowing what's happening. So I love the fact that our team actually aims to educate you about what's happening and what you can do to, you know, lift the vibrations in your home, and if you want them gone, what you need to do, or if you're okay with them staying there, you just want to live in harmony, well, there are also other things you can do. So I love that about us, that we actually educate people, paranormal.
Yeah, we don't go in there trying to stir it up. We go in there trying to make peace with the situation and educate and empower the homeowners. I will say that, you know, I know in your past, as many young women that are in the paranormal, we come into it because of experiences, and the mention of children, I can't tell you how many times I've talked with families kind of afraid because maybe the child is very intuitive at a young age and they're seeing things, and because of just society and television, sometimes when they see these things, they think, oh, my God, you know, it's the boogeyman, it's the spirit in the closet, it's the shadow figure that's scary. And so I, like you, have empowered many, you know, and the team as well, have empowered many parents and children to educate them to not automatically assume that spirit is evil. It could be grandpa, it could be grandma, it could be a lot of times it can be a child that mom lost that is actually around, not just the creepy, imaginary friend. It's usually someone either in the house that's lived there before that has taken an interest to the child because they can see, hear, and feel them, or it could be a loved one just kind of looking at their genetics, their lineage, coming back and saying, hey, oh, you're so pretty. Let grandma look at you. Oh, look at you in the crib. And, you know, we've seen those videos of the child reaching out to someone. That's grandma. That's not a demon. That's, you know.
Yeah.
And so I love that, you know, the paranormal in general, because I know so many teams like us that aren't for the thrills and trying to, you know, scare or wreak havoc or disrespect the dead. They're in there really trying to find evidential information and proof of, you know, life after death and spirits and the interactions, the EVPs. You know, we're all about that. We're all about trying to make sure that we show that, yes, the dead live on. You know, I'm passionate about that, and it's okay to talk with them.
Definitely. I mean, you know, you really never know who you're talking to unless you really get down and investigate it, and there are so many possibilities. I mean, residual energy, a past loved one, you know, a previous owner. I mean, it could be something bad, but you really don't know at first, and so it's always good to just kind of find out and then assess the situation from there, which is great that your team does that. So I know you have, you know, kind of a large team. Like you said, it's mainly female, but who are the other members of your team, and what are the individual roles within it?
Oh, sure. So we have myself, the psychic medium. And basically what I do is, like, we get an email or a call, and someone is, you know, basically saying, hey, I'm having a paranormal situation. So I'll look at it, and a lot of times I'll remote view it. Like, recently we had a video that was presented to us, and they had no prior paranormal activity in the home. So I looked at the video, and I psychically analyzed it, and I was like, this is not a haunting. So I'll send it to the team because I want to be objective, and they'll look at it. And so basically the team, you know, basically debunked it in 5 seconds, saying that's a bug crawling on the camera. That's not a spirit in the backyard walking around, which is what I felt, mm-hmm. too. Then from there it goes to Dawn. We call her Paranormal Barbie because she's cute, and she's really sweet. She's a realtor by day and a paranormal investigator by night. But then the cases would go to her. She's the case manager. And then once we've decided that we're going to go out on the case, we would take Valerie, who's my crime expert, and she does a wonderful job of our social media. So if you're looking for somebody for social media, gosh, she's the girl to get. I'd hate to lose her, but she can take on more projects. And then we have Miriam. Miriam does a lot of the research for us. She'll go out and we'll give her, you know, like the address, and she'll go down. She's mm-hmm. old school, so she goes to the library. She's not trying to get on the computer. She's getting on the microfiche. And then we have Shannon. She's actually an attorney. So she basically does a lot of research. Her and Valerie help a lot of times with the writing of the narration or some of the background history. And then we have Brian. Brian is actually he's a pilot. He's an airline pilot by day and a paranormal investigator. And we call him Paragiver because he's like a tech guy. He basically does mm-hmm. a lot of our technical stuff. And then we have Shannon. We call him Radar because he's a cop, and obviously cops with radars, right? We call him Paracop. Basically, those two are the only guys on the team, so they kind of keep us in check. Then Amy, she basically does everything that we kind of ask her to do that's scary. She's the one who'll go in the cave. She'll go in the scary spots with spiders and snakes. She's not afraid of anything. And then we have Allison. What did you say, Valerie?
I said Amy will actually ask to do it.
She will. Oh,
I don't want to go in the dark. Yeah.
And I'm like, you go, you take that one for the team. You go ahead. And then we have Allison. Now, I call her Yoga Pants, and that's a long story in another day. But she's from a forensic background with the Sheriff Department here in town, so she does a lot of our forensic data. Then Nikki, she's new to the team, and she's a paranormal investigator with a lot of experience. And then we have just other people that are kind of just like in and out, but that's basically the core team. And, of course, Calvo Griffin, our center photographer who pretty much does all our video for us for the show. And then that's basically it, but we're always enrolling because we definitely want our team to have some of the best at, you know, it locally that can help us get more information as we go into different divisions of the paranormal. We definitely want to go into the criminal aspect of it. So I think a lot of our team basically has crime and criminology backgrounds.
I mean, that's obviously so important in so many cases, trying to find out, you know, what happened to this person, why they passed on. I mean, you definitely have a very well-formed team, and it's great that you all work together so well. But Valerie, how did you become the crime scene person? I know, you know, crime scenes can take a lot, you know, when you're going through all of that information.
Yeah, I actually have bachelor and master degrees in criminal justice.
Woo-woo!
I have a little over 13 years experience in criminal justice, just in various investigator roles. So that's kind of where I became the crime expert. Also, I had a chance to actually intern with a crime scene division when I was in college also. So that's kind of how I fell into that role, is just having the experience, wow. the knowledge, and the iron gut to read certain details without, you know, I'm a little jaded, so most things don't affect me.
Hey, I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, crime scene work is such an important job. And I actually took some I was in criminal justice investigation in high school because I went to a career high school, and I chose it because I was like, oh, I'm not going to see gross stuff like medical, because I was 14 and clearly didn't look beyond it. I was like, God, I was wrong. I was like, oh, gosh, I was definitely wrong. But, I mean, it's amazing to have people that can do that and actually have the stomach for going through stuff. So I definitely commend your work, you know, with dealing with all of the evidence and going through it and, you know, trying to find out what actually happened at, you know, these haunted locations.
Well, Sophia, I'll tell you something funny. You know, there are cases or things that I'll send her, and I'm here boo-hooing, crying, and I'll send it to her, like, video, and she'll be like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, you're not crying? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
I just watched Encanto after she begged me to watch it. I'm here crying, and she's like, okay, yeah, yeah. she is definitely the girl for the crime expert team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just have, you know, half of a lifetime just separating the two, you know? You can't – I learned not to take things home, so, and not to take things personally. Take it so to heart that, you know, so, yeah. Just kind of, it just comes from a half, you know, half lifetime of learning to compartmentalize things.
Yeah, I had a friend like that in high school. We had a detective come in, and he was showing us crime scene photos, and like I had to leave. There was only like two people that had to leave, me and one other person, so that was great. And asked my friend, I'm like, how did that not bother you? And she's like, well, it's not me. And I'm like, okay.
I can relate.
Yeah.
I can relate. Like, not me or anyone I know, so yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, that's good. I mean, if you're going to be in forensics, you definitely have to have that mindset. I didn't, because I was just trying to go to high school, and I had to pick something. But it's a great field. You really learn a lot, and it's just really interesting, and it's great that your team does have that as a part of it. So I do commend you for putting together such a great team, Erica and Valerie, for just your work.
Yes, And we do definitely want to merge the paranormal into lots of different fields. Like, and I think at this time, you know, we're looking at possibly doing some travel across the country. We're working on that now, and possibly maybe getting back to the cold case crime scenes on location where this team can use their skills to the best benefit.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know we have to take a quick commercial break, though, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I'm trying to mute everybody right now so we can go into the break. And, oh, there we go. It's kind of stuck in the queue. Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Today we welcome Second Sight Paranormal founding intuitive investigator and cold case psychic Erica Busser-Hain, an actress, singer, podcast host, author, master life coach, crime expert, and SSP co-investigator Valerie Shakespeare. And also for $3.99 a month at paraflix.com. So visit paraflix.com. And as you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage there with all the thumbnails, you can see Second Sight Paranormal. So all their cases, all their episodes too as well are there. So just scroll down. So also too, visit secondsightparanormal.com. Again, paraflix.com. coldcasepsychic.com, Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, and Twitter and Instagram at Second Sight TV. It's a Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be back with everybody in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
It's the Ghost Host Show. I'm bringing everybody back into the studio, trying to unmute here. And Erica, real quickly, as I'm unmuting, here we go, bringing everybody back in. Is there something you sense or feel hearing Sophia's voice as far as her direction or any of that, anything of that type?
Well, you know, I have always felt that this rock star, paranormal rock star, fabulous woman, I could just almost feel that I would see her on television, like on a series. I also feel like, I don't know, I see a really cute guy, so I don't know if you're dating somebody really, really cute right now. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, we're going to pretend like I didn't see that because we don't want you dating anybody. But I do want to see you on television. And I do feel that also you're going to be doing some traveling really soon. And that might be out of the country, by the way, okay? To do with paranormal
people. That would
be
super fun.
Yes. What do you have going on?
She games with a lot of guys.
Nothing currently. I have family out. Yeah, I do game with a lot of guys, but normally I'm just messing with them. Because, well, my friend Steven, he's always trying to say something to bother me, so I have to do it back, of course.
Okay.
It's not my fault. It's definitely his fault. I always say, Steven, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat. And he's like, wow, you're just leaving your friends. Why would you do that? And I'm like, stop trying to starve me, Steven. So, yeah, that's going on. But other than having family visiting, nothing currently. But I would definitely love to travel, you know, especially out of the country for a paranormal. I think it would be amazing. Hopefully, too, I would love to investigate with both of you sometime.
Oh, we'd love for you to do that. We'd love to have you on the show, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love that. I mean, you both are such amazing investigators, and I would love to, you know, just get to experience a location with you and just kind of see what's there.
Let's go to California, Valerie. I'm feeling it.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm down, too.
It's going to be reopening this summer, so you guys could be some of the first back investigating after, you know, it's long closure and maintenance.
We'll work on that, definitely.
For sure. And, you know, speaking of such amazing locations, Second Sight Paranormal goes to, you know, such iconic and historic locations. How are you able to secure them? And, I mean, just what is it like for you when you go on an investigation? Do you like knowing information, or do you kind of like going in there more blindly so you don't have, you know, just kind of a confirmation bias or something?
So, you know, that's been kind of like a little hit and miss with different team members, because what I feel is that if you're just investigating, it's sometimes better to go without knowing anything, especially with a home, because sometimes you're swayed with the homeowner, sometimes you're swayed with the business, and it might totally be debunkable. There might not be any hauntings. However, when you're making films, it's very important to tell the history of the location to give it its due justice. So I think that there is somewhat of a responsibility to kind of tell both sides of the story. As investigators, I think it's very important to kind of have some inkling. As a medium, I don't really want to know anything, but the team, they have to be educated in some capacity to kind of know where the haunting spots would be, what to look for, what trigger items work, what are some of the past explanations or complaints from the residents or businesses. So it's important to have some knowledge, in my opinion. But for the medium or the psychic going on the scene, I think they shouldn't know anything. I think they should basically read the scene and kind of get what they get and compare that mm-hmm. to the science of the investigation. What about you, Valerie?
I have to agree. I think it's good for the team members to definitely have just a good shell, is how I put it, a good shell of the history of the place, a good shell, just so you know what questions to ask. If you just kind of go in there blindly, what are you going to ask? So definitely the team absolutely needs a good shell of the history of just the place itself, maybe possibly history of some of the activity that has gone on, just so you know who you're talking to and what you're talking about. As far as the psychic, I mean, you know, Erica pretty much knows everything anyway, so it's mm-hmm. good for her not to know a thing until she walks in there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's kind of funny? I think that what separates paranormal investigators and novice is that desire to know that information to help that homeowner. Because let's say we're going into a home with a child, and we know nothing. So how do we know how to help that child? How do we know
right.
to set up equipment in that room to see if this is a negative energy, to mm-hmm. maybe try to debunk it or give that child some tools? So going in with no mm-hmm. information, no history of maybe the place is on, you know, we love that Indian burial ground type of thing, or was there someone murdered in the house? So we as a team, I think that's what separates novice from professional paranormal investigators. In order to do that business or that homeowner service, you must investigate. You must find out if there is some other factors that could be contributing to the haunting so that you can do the best to service and help that homeowner or business. So, yeah, information is so necessary. And when I hear people say, well, I don't want to know anything about it, sometimes I think that mm-hmm. has more to do with their maybe not desiring to do their homework on some level, in my opinion. But I think it's very important to educate the team. The psychics, I'd say, send them in there blindly. Let them do psychic magic compare that to what the team gets. But I love that duality of the intuitive and the scientific aspects of the paranormal investigation team.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you have a team with, you know, so many members that you're able to do that, you know, go in there with people having information and then also go in there, you know, as a psychic and not know anything. So you have that trust and reliability that, you know, you can come together at the end of the night and confirm your findings.
Yeah. And what I do love about our team, too, is because we have just it encompasses so much talent. You know, we've got Don who can write, Shannon who can write, Valerie who can write. They go in, they go hard. I'm telling you, they go harder than I want to go. I mean, I've seen them go down and pull microfiche. I've seen them, Valerie will do, like, investigations through her channels to see, you know, who died. And, you know, it's just, this team goes hard, and I love this about that. They want to really find as much as they can about the location in order to either credit the haunting or basically debunk it. We don't mind debunking things. We don't have to make it haunted, and that's a pet peeve of mine. Sometimes I think teams get information from a homeowner, too much information, and they're so set out to make that homeowner believe that it's paranormal, and it could be medication, it could be other factors. Sometimes it's not haunted, period. And I'm good with our team saying, no, ma'am, that's a cockroach crawling on the camera. That is not a paranormal situation. That was a fun case, by the way.
Yeah, and then if it's a cockroach crawling on the camera, I think you need to call in another team at that point.
Yeah, that's going to be a pest paranormal.
Yeah. But I think you definitely don't want to see that.
I think us going as hard as we do also speaks to the fact that mm-hmm. we're all professionals who take pride in whatever we're going to do. And we want to be, A, authentic. B, we want to do a complete job. We don't want to walk away saying, oh, man, we should have done this. So that speaks to our credibility as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And people know just in knowing me. I mean, I don't fake evidence. I don't. Yeah, I'm about real talk paranormal. So I love that about our team. And the legal aspect of it is just, you know, sometimes they're a little more cut and dry and hard. Me, I'm just like a little crybaby. But this team is basically, oh my gosh, they're just some strong individual personalities and just talent abroad. I love it.
For sure.
We do what we do. That's an effect.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great to just have that balance, too, with everything, you know, just having the emotional side, but then someone who can take emotions completely out of it. I mean, it's so important because you're able to look at the facts cut and dry, but then, you know, also just be able to kind of, I guess, relate to the spirits on the emotional level. You know, Erica, when you're actually picking up something at a location, do you sometimes feel the emotions of the spirits that's passed on?
I do, and that is, you know, one of the good things is being on site, you know, because I also remote view, but on site kind of gives you a whole different feeling. You can put all of your senses in, and there are times, I know that once we had done a burial location in another area in this area, in Dufuniac Springs, I mean, I was in tears. Everybody, the emotions there were so strong that everybody basically had felt it. And so for me, I love to be there. I love to feel and hear and smell and sometimes taste, which is gross, but I do. Mm-hmm. I love having that one-on-one paranormal experience where they kind of don't take over my body, but they basically do give me every emotion, especially in death, you know, the sorrow sometimes of it. You know, if it's a trauma death, I'll see that. It's mind-boggling how they're able to give us all of that insight. And sometimes the team members that I have will share the same experiences because, again, mm-hmm. there are a lot of intuitive females and men on my team.
What is the weirdest or, you know, craziest thing you've ever picked up during a reading or investigation?
Well, that's going to take us to our episode, Curse Cliff. Woo! Demons galore, girl. And I'm not saying like, oh, my mm-hmm. God, there's a demon like we see on television. I'm talking about this was some dark, demonic-looking stuff, and it was scary.
Yeah.
And it, you know, probably could have raised every little hair I had on my head standing up, kind of scary. So I would mm-hmm. say that would start with our Cursed Cliffs episode when we went out to the Scenic Highway Bluffs and the Chimney, and the team had gone out. We were going to investigate this popular location that's been known for, like, you know, all kinds of rituals. It's been known for death. It's been known for, you know, prostitution, just all kind of stuff, like a gamut of things. So we went out there basically at night, and we experienced some demonic, evil, just unbelievable stuff. And the feelings of it was just fear. It was embedding fear. It was seeing dark shadows. Mm-hmm. It was seeing murder. It was feeling like I was feeling that I was being chased, like somebody was trying to kill me. Like I knew I was being enticed to come to a place that would hurt me. And so that to me is probably one of the most it was life-changing for all of us, but I'm going to say that was probably one of the most scariest encounters I have had, and I've been doing this for a long time, and the replications of the whole team, it's just mind-boggling what happened to each and every one of us that went on that actual investigation.
Yeah. Erica says one of, and for me, I can tell you it was terrifying. It was the most scary, the scariest thing that I think I have ever experienced. It was terrifying, and it, you know, followed each and every one of us home in some kind of way. I unfortunately got the brunt of it because I only actually lived 2 miles away at the time from the location, and mm-hmm. woke up in the middle of the night to adjust my thermostat, and I stepped in water. And I have a pet, and I thought, well, I don't know, maybe he dragged his bowl over here or something. I wiped it up, went back to bed, got up 2 hours later, and plopped down. The entire first floor was flooded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I thought I could contain it. I could not contain it. It just kept coming faster than I could get it contained. At one point, I literally felt something grab me just above my wrist and just plop me down to the ground. It was crazy. The bluffs are pretty much like just red clay dirt. Well, after a while, mm-hmm. I started seeing red clay dirt also coming up just like at the bluff. So now I'm really freaking out because I thought, you know, oh, it's just, I don't know, just the washing machine leaked overnight or something. But I was like, oh, God, no, this is serious. Something is in here and did not like what we did last night.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I ended up selling the house because I never felt comfortable in it again. Anytime mm-hmm. anything had to do with water, it literally would get me right on the verge of an anxiety attack. One night I looked up towards the upstairs, and there was this demonic face there. It was just staring at me. And
yeah.
I actually had to leave and get a hotel that night because it just completely freaked me out. And like I said, I sold the house. But, yeah, something happened to each and every one of us. Dawn lost her keys and had to break into her own house to get her second set. She says that she recalled feeling something touch her back pocket while we were there, mm-hmm. and she turned around and didn't see anything and just thought nothing of it, and it wasn't until later that she realized, oh, my God, where are my keys? I think it was Calvo, his phone, he plugged it up to charge it, and when he came back into the room, it was sparking, and his phone actually had some footage from that night on it.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of crazy stuff happened.
Yeah, we had I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
We had one team member who was attempting to listen to EVP from one of those nights, mm-hmm. and his ceiling fan dropped out of the ceiling. Like each and every one of us had something happen. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we made that movie, we didn't put a lot of it in because my story I didn't want to tell. I didn't want to tell my story. And mm-hmm. Richard, who is now with EVP, his own team, he had been scratched that evening. He is the one who had the ceiling fan come out. Everybody on the team at that time had something crazy happen. Valerie had the worst. I had an incident in the bathtub that I don't like to talk about, but it happened, mm-hmm. that's all I'll say. It was scary. Left marks on me, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are all very scary experiences that you all went through. Did they kind of stop on their own, or did you all have to do something to, you know, kind of make these experiences stop? I know you moved out of your home, Valerie, but did you have to do anything else?
Well, so for the team, I think we all individually did different things. I went, you know, commando with frankincense and myrrh, cleansing the house with white light, doing all the things that I know to protect myself through prayer. I think I became Catholic for a little bit, too, with holy water and, you know, and all those things like that, prayers. And then I know Valerie, I mean, she can tell you the things that she did, but I know all of the team basically had to do some type of cleansing, and repetitively, unfortunately. Valerie?
Yeah, definitely, you know, sage, prayer, frankincense, myrrh, you name it, sea salt, just anything that was protective, I was doing, like, mm-hmm. daily. And even probably for like 6 months after, I would say I was doing it daily. And yeah, just a lot of prayer and a lot of, you know, protection type things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, at least, you know, people can definitely go check out Curse Cliffs for all the experiences you went through, you know, making it because, you know, your team went through so much work even after the investigation. So everyone definitely go make sure to check out the Curse Cliffs episode of Second Sight Paranormal TV on Paraflix.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it is definitely an episode worth watching. It is quite scary. mm-hmm. But I will say that even before we went into that investigation, the night before, the week before, there were several members on our team that had what I would call precognitive dreams of warning. I know that I had dreams, mm-hmm. nightmares, basically. And we talk about this type of stuff, and, you know, psychic mediums will sometimes get dreams prior to. But everybody on the team had some kind of weird dream or nightmare. And then during my dream, I was seeing people chasing me that were shadow figures with the same demonic face that Valerie and I have talked about it, with the same demonic face. And I felt like something was trying to kill me, stab me. I mean, it was just a lot of different things that happened in the dream. I woke up gasping for breath, you know, just thinking someone was stabbing me or trying to hit me. And then other people on the team at that time, you know, they basically said that they had similar experiences. When we went on location to do the investigation, those same shadow figures that we saw, multiple ones, were in the woods. Each of us basically could say that we saw them. I wasn't drawn to go over there. I wanted to just do the investigation and get out. But we had people on the team that were like, let's go over there where the danger is, you know. And that is one of the things that I think the challenge of that actually, you know, basically reaps the consequences. So I always say to people from now on, make sure you're respectful of the space. Make sure you're not going in there antagonizing, because the spiritual world is nothing to play with. And because of that antagonization, we did reap the terrible benefits of that. And unfortunately, that person did as well. I think they did more than we did. But you just have to be very careful in this field.
Yeah, you have to be
absolutely
respectful. That's the whole thing. Just be respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, if you're not respectful, you know, it's like a person in real life. They're not going to be as nice to you back either.
Right.
So it's just, you know, always trying to figure out, you know, because ghosts can't always communicate as properly as, you know, an actual human, trying to figure out, you know, where their boundaries are and just how to communicate with them in a safe way for, you know, not only them who's passed on, but also, you know, yourself, who can go through, you know, God knows what, at the hands of a spirit. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, though, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, events? Definitely make sure to check out Paraflix and where people can contact you for investigations.
Sure. So we do a ghost investigation at Seville Quarter downtown. They're pretty much available Monday through Sunday, but we do them Tuesdays 11 to 2, and then we have one on Sundays at 6 p.m. We're doing that tomorrow. And then they can go to secondsightparanormal.com. And Valerie, what other things do you have going on? I know I have some classes that they can find on my website. Do you have things also coming up?
They can reach me at transcendentlifecoaching.org if they'd like, you know, any life coaching in empowering people to create the life they want, or, you know, go for those goals that they're looking for. So, again, that's transcendentlifecoaching.org. I don't think we have anything else that's coming up. Oh, well,
yeah, I think our tours for Fort Morgan are in November, October, and possibly December. But I will say this, we have such a diverse team, and so we network with them. Don also is a realtor with Navarre Realty in Pensacola. So if anybody, she always advertises, if anybody has a haunted house, check her out. And then Shannon does My Metaphysical, which is an online, she does lives, but she also has an online Facebook store. And I would tell you, she sells some of the most affordable gems and crystals and all things metaphysical. And so if you go to secondsightparanormal.com, we have the TV films. It has a lot of the information about our episodes, and it also has some information about these different services and businesses that our team offers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. It's been great talking with both of you. And, you know, you're both welcome back on the show anytime in the future if you have anything to promote. And I would love to have you again on the show in the future.
Would love
oh,
to.
We'd
and
love
I'm just,
to come
your
back.
Beautiful happy birthday, girl. I'm so, so in awe of you and just so proud of you. You represent the paranormal just fabulously.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That means a lot. And, you know, thank you for, you know, all your support through the years. And, you know, just thank you for all you, both of you do for the field.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon. Well, fantastic
thanks,
show
guys.
Today, Sophia.
Have a great weekend. Definitely. Erica
well,
and
fantastic.
Valerie were such great guests. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely not be possible without all of you. Make sure to check out Second Sight Paranormal TV on Paraflix, and I will talk to you guys again next week with Katrina Weidman. Bye.
And that's Paraflix with two X's. So paraflix.com, that's paraflix.com. And on the homepage right there, you can just scroll all the way down and find their thumbnail easily too. And also both for, as Valerie mentioned, transcendentlightcoaching.org. That's transcendentlightcoaching.org. Also, secondsightparanormal.com, again, paraflix.com, coldcasepsychic.com, and on Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, and Twitter and Instagram, at Second Sight TV. International psychic medium Erica Busser-Hain, you can also find on our YouTube page. And coming up next weekend, we have Katrina Weidman. She's going to be promoting the new season of Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne. Actually, it'll just be Katrina, not with Jack Osborne, but Katrina will be on next weekend, the second, and also Beyond Expo founder, producer Susan Bell, and author, broadcaster Travis Short will be on the 23rd. We have other guests booking their spots too as well. So you don't want to miss any of the upcoming shows. So like the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Great show, everybody, and we'll see you next week with Katrina.
Hi, this is Debbie at Beyond Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.